And welcome back to episode 2 of the Writing and Publishing Erotica podcast with Athena Chills and
HK Kiting.
We're back again this week with another topic. And is it done yet?
Athena, I was just wondering that myself. I've got a story that's about 7,500 words now. Is that done?
Don't books have to be like 40,000 words or more?
Actually, no, they don't. There is a certain amount of words that you have to give people so they feel like they get their money's worth, I think. But it's kind of a fine line, and
I have seen books on Amazon, and I say books using air quotes, that are 11 pages long and sell for like $2.99, $3.99. Is that legal? Can you do that?
It is legal, and it feels good, but you're going to have unsatisfied customers if you put stories out that short for that amount of money. Maybe 99 cents for a very short story. Or free if you want to just get your name out there and establish yourself as an author. Maybe put some very short stuff out there. But you're going to get some complaints if you put a 6-page story for $2.99 out.
Okay, sounds reasonable. What kind of a length do you usually shoot for in your erotica stories?
Mine are a little longer than yours, I think. Usually anywhere from 10,000 to 12,000 words.
Okay, in my stories I usually shoot for 8 to 10, and anything better than 7,000 seems to be fine with me. I've never had a complaint on length, as long as you point out in the description that it's a 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 word story. Readers can see that and realize that it's not going to take them 2 hours to read it. Generally, we both advertise our books as one-sitting reads. And if you realize what the purpose of erotica often is, one sitting is all it takes.
And one hand is all it takes, too.
Well, unless you're a woman, then, well anything goes.
Yeah.
For most guys, though, yeah. So anyway, between the two of us, then, we usually shoot for anywhere from 8 to 12,000 words. And how much do you charge? $14.99? $15?
Oh, I wish. $109.99, and then I only have to sell one copy. No, seriously, $2.99 for the ebook, and then go $5.99 on the paperbacks.
Okay, yeah, I do about the same. Generally, I go with something like $6.99 on the paperback, simply because I'd like to make a dollar or two on them. But $2.99 seems to be the going rate for most ebooks. Why not $1.99? Why not 99 cents?
Well, there is a school of thought where if you offer something for 99 cents or $1.99, it is less likely to sell than something for $2.99. People see $2.99 and they think, ah, that must have some value. That must be a real book, a real publication. When they see free 99 cents, $1.99, studies are out there that show people are less likely to buy.
I've seen studies out there that say 99 cents is still acceptable as a purchase for most people, but $1.99 has this psychological baggage attached to it that people just would rather pay $2.99 or $99 and avoid the $1.99 price entirely. It's crazy, it's stupid, but it's a proven fact.
And just go with what works.
Now, 99 cents for a short story, a shorter book, if you want to call it that, is not a bad idea. The problem is many of the websites out there, and I'm talking about Amazon now, give you a different royalty rate, a different commission, depending on how much you charge for your book. For most people in most countries, United States, UK, places like that actually sell a lot of these books, $2.99 will get you a 70% commission rate. So if you sell your book for basically $3, you're going to pocket $2.08 or something like that for each sale. If you sell a book for 99 cents, you only get the 35% rate. So you sell your book for a dollar and wind up with 34 or 35 cents in your pocket. So you have to sell, quite honestly, 6 times as many books at 35 cents than you do at $2.99. And there's really nothing you can do about that. That's just the way Amazon's royalties work out. And many of the other places work out the same way. Smashwords, for instance, you could put in any price you want, and I think you still get the 70%. Yet, if you're selling your book on Amazon at $2.99, you're not going to want to sell your book at Smashwords for 99 cents. It might be okay for a little while as a special or something, but sooner or later people are going to figure that out and then just buy the cheap book.
And Amazon also frowns upon that as well. If you have a book listed for $2.99 for sale on the Kindle store, 99 cents on some other site like Smashwords, and Amazon notices, they will knock your Amazon price down to match that lowest price that's out there.
And again, this all depends on how long the story is. We're talking anywhere from 7 to 12,000 words for $3 is a decent way to go. I know in my case, I did the Rick and Owen Breath Play series. It's a 6 different books at $2.99 a piece, and I think those stories are well worth $3 a piece. That's no problem. But there's 6 of them. That'd be $18 to buy them all. So what I did, I took all 6 of them and combined them into one big consolidated volume. It's about 1.5 inches thick in print. And it's the ebook on that one, all 6 books, is $7.99. Which sounds like a lot for an ebook, but if you consider it would cost you $18 to get all 6 of them individually, it's a pretty good deal, and they seem to sell fairly well like that. So, yeah, you can combine smaller books into a compendium or anthology if you want to.
I'm going to be doing that myself soon. I've got a trilogy of straight erotica that is the Luckiest Man series. There's a trilogy right now. I'm going to write a 4th story and publish that as an individual. And then I'm also going to publish a collection that's got all 4.
Yeah, another way to do that could be maybe to include a free story, a free add-on story into your anthology, just to give the people who have already bought your book a reason to buy the anthology.
Definitely.
Okay, so that's how much we charge usually. It'd be nice if we could charge 99 cents or $1.99, but it's, in practice it doesn't work out real well. So we usually set a $2.99 minimum, and that seems to be pretty consistent across at least the Amazon store. So you've got a $3 book. How long does it take you to write one of these things, anyway?
Figuring a 10,000-word story, I aim for at least 1,000 words a day, and I can whip that out on a good day in 45 minutes, an hour at the most. So figure a 10,000-word story, at the most, figuring that's 10 hours of writing for me.
But you don't just write for 10 hours and then throw it on Amazon. There's some editing in there too, right?
There's a lot of editing, an unfortunate amount of editing. Typically, I will go through it at least 4 times. I'll have the initial writing where I don't go back and don't make many changes if there's typos or whatever. I just let them go, just kind of write through. Go back once on my own, find a bunch of typos, go back again on my own the next day. I will partner up with Athena, and we'll read through it together and proof it, and then I'll do it a 4th time on my own again, and typically I'll still find corrections every single time. So there's almost as much time put into it in the editing as in the writing.
Would you guess as much as 20 hours per story then?
Oh, at least, yeah. Okay. Figuring on top of that the publishing time, the publicity time, on top of that, but 20 hours per story is probably a fair say.
Sounds reasonable, and I would do probably about the same on mine. I don't usually do 1,000 words a day. I usually do it a little bit differently. I'll write maybe twice a week and do somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 words at a shot, but I generally really think through my stories carefully and know where I'm going with them, and sometimes even have little conversations inside my head of how the story is going to go. So when I sit down, I can do 4,000 words at a shot, but I don't do it every single day. There's no way to keep up with that kind of rate. So I will write heavily for 2 days, clean it up a little bit on the 3rd day, and then do the same kind of editing that HK does. So yeah, it takes a lot of editing. It's not just a matter of writing the stuff down and posting it. There really is a lot of care and cleaning up involved.
And there is a lot of pre-planning, too, that I didn't really mention. I sit down and write 1,000 words a day, but that's because I do, like Athena said, have a clear idea of where the story's going already. I've done at least a rough outline, given it a lot of thought. Basically, I can just sit down and, here's the next thing that happens, and here's the next bit of the scene. Not really flying by the seat of my pants very much on these.
You're not a pantser, then?
Not on these short ones, no.
And that is one of the topics we'll be covering in a in a show fairly soon is whether or not you plot or write by the seat of your pants. Do you outline or do you do discovery writing? That's one of our upcoming topics, so stay tuned on that. Okay, so we said it takes about 20 hours per 10,000 word story, and that's about normal for both of us. How do you know when it's done? Are all your stories that you release perfect?
No.
How do you know?
Do you mean the editing?
The editing, yes.
Editing-wise. I would say no, that probably my stories are not perfect, because I have gone through on some of the stories again, updating the links in there and the also by HK Kiting page to list out my current titles again. 10 books later, you know, I've got another 10 books to add to the list of also by HK Kiting. And almost every time I will find at least some minor little typo, even if it's just a comma. I don't know if it's possible to get perfect.
Okay, so, you know, even after a month or two that the thing's been published, you look at it again and you find mistakes.
It gets closer to perfect every time I read it.
Sooner or later, you'll have a perfect gem of a book.
I don't think that by the time I publish a book that it is anything in there that's going to be a distraction to the reader. Anything by the time it gets published is going to be real minor. Real minor grammar stuff. There won't be any misspelled words or missing words. All the obvious stuff has been fixed.
Would you say you're fairly decent at grammar and spelling?
I...
And is that stuff even important in an erotica story?
It certainly is, yes. You need to be able to write. If you write poorly, it's going to be distracting for the reader.
Okay, and we will talk in future episodes about writing poorly and writing well and how that happens. So stay tuned with that again as well. But yeah, it's... perfection is never going to happen, but there has to be a certain level of quality.
Yes.
I think we've all read stories, erotic and otherwise, online by someone who could not punctuate at all. Someone who couldn't spell correctly. Anybody who's ever been on Facebook knows how that works.
And Facebook is one thing, but an actual published book that people are paying money for should be good. You see some things out there that you swear they didn't even run it through spell check or the basic grammar check that a word processor will have. You know, that's a place to start, and then read through it numerous times, and all these things are important.
Yeah, I always wonder about some of those ones that look that bad. Was English not their primary language? It reads like, you know, Japanese stereo instructions, video game instructions from Korea or something. Did nobody proofread this thing at all? And then they'll say, yes, I proofread it 14 times. You can tell by the reviews in a lot of cases before you buy something like that.
Mm-hmm.
People do notice bad spelling, bad grammar, and they do complain.
Yes. Yeah, they will if it's bad enough. And especially as an indie writer, somebody starting out, somebody trying to get their work out there and get noticed, you need to do everything that you can to do it right, to not lose that first-time person when they... You've got a first-time reader. You want to make sure that there isn't anything to turn them off right away in the book.
But then again, you don't need absolute perfection either. So many people will spend months and months and months on a 10,000-word story, and then when they publish it, they don't sell very much. And that's very discouraging, to spend a year or a half a year on a story that just doesn't take off. There's a lot to be said for publishing regularly. Get them out, get going, write for your 20 hours, write for your 10 hours, edit for 10 hours, publish in 2 or 3 hours, and move on to the next one. Now, there is a lot to be said for coming back to a story a week or two later and looking at it. So if you want to write your story, set it in a drawer for a couple of weeks, come back, do your editing later, and then publish it, that's fine. But move on to another story in the meantime. Write one story, set it aside. Start another story, set it aside. Before you get to the third story, go back and proofread that first one again. There's nothing wrong with having a decent backlog of stuff waiting to be proofread and moved on. But continually be publishing things. Move on. Don't waste your time on one story. Keep them going. Keep them regular.
And regularity, I think, is really a good way to go. Whether you do it daily, like I try to do, or a couple times a week, as Athena does. Regularity is the key. Keep writing all the time, and you will build up that backlog if you want to, if you have to. But keep the stuff flowing out there.
Being regular is good. Keep that stuff flowing. That's what they say on the TV commercials.
Yeah.
It's good to be regular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything about this whole editing process that you do right now that you wish you could change? Something you would do differently if you had everything just the way you want it?
Oh, I wish it could come out perfect the first time. That would be the ideal. Just write it to paper and not have to edit.
So you wish you were writing like I do?
No, I've seen your writing. I've helped proof your writing.
Wow. Okay,
very cool. Would there be anything that you would change?
I would let everything sit for a year or two and then come back to it if I could. But no, at some point you just have to call it done. There is no such thing as perfection. Get it good, get it decent. Maybe perfection is not ever going to happen. It's okay. It's not the end of the world if you put out one or two typos, or if you're not quite sure that the comma on page 32 is exactly in the right place. Get it out there. Come back to it in a few months and do an edit if you want to. Republishing is always an option if it's really got some problems. But the important thing is get it done and move on.
And that's something to be said about erotica, too, is to get it out there and get a lot of it out there. There's a lot of competition out there, and you're going to have to get noticed, but don't have as much of an unemotional connection to your erotica, maybe, as if you were writing straight short stories, novels, novelettes, and so forth. The erotica is good. I like the stories that I've written, and I like a lot of the characters that I've written, but I try not to get too attached to them, because I know that none of these are ever going to get picked up and made into a movie or $1 million, you know, publishing deal or anything. They're just something that I can put out there easily and fairly quickly.
So it's okay to publish crap?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying don't spend a year on it. Don't agonize over getting it, you know, what you'd consider a novel level perfection. You know, this isn't Stephen King, you know, bestsellers erotica that we're writing. It is important to make it good, make a good story, put some character development in there a little bit at least, but don't get so emotionally attached that you agonize over your characters.
It's light entertainment. It's not great literature.
Exactly.
As long as you keep the left hand happy.
Yeah,
that
basically.
That's the purpose of erotica for the most part. The point is to keep your reader entertained to whatever level they like, and don't look like an idiot to just rush something out too quickly. Okay, so that's pretty much all we've got on this topic. The important thing here is take your time, get it right, but don't agonize to perfection. Publish it, move on, get started writing your next one. Okay, so be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes if this is the first episode you've listened to. Future show topics include outlining, creating characters, being descriptive, what writing tools do you use, where do you get cover art from, different subgenres of erotica, romance versus porn, publishing, and different types of formatting. Be sure to check out our books, available at sexyfic.com, which has links to Amazon, Smashwords, Nook, Apple, Kobo, and pretty much everywhere else that sells books. If you find the show helpful or interesting or at least tolerable, go back to iTunes and give us a favorable review. We need all we can get. We're still new, don't forget. And if you'd like a notification when a new episode is coming up, if you'd like to sign up and get free fiction and notifications of when new podcast episodes are coming out, go to sexyfic.com, and up in the top right-hand corner is a sign-up form. Plug in your email account there, and whenever something new happens at sexyfic.com, you'll be notified by email. Is it done yet?
I did think of something else to add. We're talking about perfection. Say that you have published your story, and it's out there, it's on all the venues, and you reread it, and you discover there's a typo on page 6. And it's a bad one. Like, you've left out a word, or you've called the character by the wrong name. It's something major that you're thinking, this needs to be fixed. Or even if you find several small things that you feel need to be fixed, it's very easy to just fix them in your source document and republish. And it's really no big deal at all. Just move forward, publish the corrected version.
You may not have any complaints in the past. This will keep you from getting complaints in the future. And we will have a whole separate podcast at some point on when it's a good idea to republish. So once again, stay tuned.
Absolutely.
Okay, and this is Athena Chills.
And this is HK Kiting.
Saying, see you next week.